Now, joining me in studio is Marie Murphy and Tanya Fitzgerald of Murphy's Pharmacy here in Youghal. And they have come in to talk to me about phase two of this new look, new you. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Linda.
So this, of course, is phase two. So Rita's not with us today, but she will be with us when we're down doing the video and stuff like that. So Rita made me do the hair first.
Which was lovely.
Thanks very much. And it's really impressive. Done. So the next phase is makeup, which I'm going to be doing with you below. And you have the Clarins counter in Murphy's, isn't it?
Yes, along with others, but Clarins will be our main skincare.
Perfect. So Marie, tell me a little bit about what you do down at Murphy's.
We do a service that starts with basic skincare right through to full makeovers. Depending on being it for lifestyle or if you have communions or confirmations that you want to get your makeup done for that. But with you, Linda, because it's a whole new transition for you, you're going to start bringing it back to basics, starting with your skincare, bringing it right through.
Because for someone like me who never wears makeup, and that is no word of a lie, I don't wear makeup. I might wear it the odd time if I'm going out.
But you like
out.
To have the option.
I do like to have the option, but like, is there something for someone like me who's literally starting from scratch? Is there something that I can do that's nice and easy? Because I'm all about nice and easy.
And fast.
And fast, thank you.
Yes.
Fast is a big thing, isn't
it? Yes, in our lives we are so time precious at this time. It's very hard to think that you could fit all these steps in because there's so much out there that you have to figure out a serum, figure out an eye cream, figure out all of that. It's so easy, you just tailor it to your own lifestyle, to your own, the way you live your life. So if you're going to invest in something, put it somewhere where you're going to see it. If you're going to buy a serum, don't leave it in your press, put it in by your toothbrush. You'll see it every day, you'll do it, keep it fast, keep it snappy. The same with your eye cream. If you never really use an eye cream but you feel you want to start, do it that way as well. Keep it, do it where you'll see it. If you're not going to do it twice a day, then do it once a day. If you feel that that's going to be too much, then we'll tailor it back again to maybe just doing it twice a week with a mask. There's eye masks. There's so much out there that we can tailor for your own needs. And from there, once you start that and that's incorporated into your lifestyle, then we'll slip something else in and then you'll take that on board and all of a sudden it'll all become part of your daily routine.
So it's really about creating a habit, so essentially,
yeah,
isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Brilliant. And so, Tanya, can you just tell our listeners a little bit, if they call into Murphy's Pharmacy down there, where do you start?
So basically, we'll sit you down.
Yeah.
That's where we'll start. And we have a consultation card and we'll take all your details. If you're new to us, like you would be, name, address and that kind of thing. And then we will talk to you about your skincare routine and your makeup and your needs. So whether it be skincare or makeup, and I suppose with makeup is what we're going to kind of do with you because we're going to do a makeover and you don't wear makeup. So we would try to do it nice and quick for you, just say 10-minute makeover. Because realistically, that's probably all the time that you have in the morning is 5 or 10 minutes.
Well,
so it's just trying
I think
to make it quick and easy for you, you know?
Yeah, because it's probably true of a lot of parents and a lot of working mothers out there that you literally have 5, 10 minutes, if you're lucky.
Oh, yeah. That's me in the morning, 10 minutes, but then I'm up from the table 3 or 4 times because somebody wants a glass of milk or I've changed my bathroom to brush your teeth or something like that, you know.
But we still have to be able to do things for ourselves. And I think women are more conscious of including themselves in their day now, whereas before it was everybody else before them. So, yeah, Tanya's
and
right to have that.
Everyone deserves 10 minutes.
Yes.
You know, 10 minutes in the morning for your makeup. And then what we like to tell people to do, and what I like to do myself, is on a Friday night, you know, Coronation Street's on, exfoliate my face, put on my mask or, you know, or have a bath or something. Like, we deserve me time. Life is so hectic now. We all have jobs. We all have kids. Whereas before we were able to stay at home and rear our kids. Now we don't have that luxury. We need to work. So we get overlooked for everything. So it's really important to do that. And like at Clarins, we have that option available as well. We have a gorgeous body care range that you can give yourself a pamper, you know, a spa home treatment.
Because a lot of people think it's out of their reach, don't they? They think that, you know, this is something, I don't have time for it, or I wouldn't know where to start, or I don't know how to do it. But ye offer this service right on our doorstep here in Youghal, don't you?
To tailor it for what you feel that you would like. So if you're not the type of person that's going to do the whole nine yards, then tailor back to what you would like to do. If you'd liked, just as Tanya said, once a week or once a month even, just have a half an hour to your time, then go and treat yourself to the products that you feel you will use in that time.
Yeah, and I like what you said there earlier on, that if you're going to buy something and you're going to spend money on it, put it somewhere where you're going to use it.
You'll appreciate it more and you'll feel better about yourself when you go to use it.
Yeah, which I think it's a massive thing to be able to do. Now, if someone calls in to you below in Murphy's, and can they call in just for consultation? If they want a bit of advice, can they call in just for that, or do they have to go in and buy products down there?
No, you don't have to feel that you have to buy. You come in, you talk to Tanya and I at any time of the day, and don't feel, because I know we've both worked in department stores, we know how intimidating it is. That's not what it's like in Murphy's. You come down to Murphy's, if we're there, come over to us and we'll start a conversation from there.
Because it is very, and I know for me personally, it would be hugely daunting for me to walk into any of these places. And I know a lot of people from here go to Cork. They feel like it's a Brown Thomas and Debenhams, and they feel like this is where they go to get this consultation. And people probably are not aware that this consultation is available right here with people that you know, people that are local, people that understand the town you're from, the time constraints that you have, and you can just sit down and have a chat.
And that's what Tanya and I have done for 20 years. We've both worked in those department stores with all that experience, and now we have it on y'all.
And we also have a loyalty card system as well. So basically, every time you buy one product, you get a stamp, and then on your sixth purchase, you get 20% discount, which is great. You know, that
you're
not offered in Cork, and then you don't have petrol and everything. You know, it's there, it's on your doorstep. Use it.
And it comes back to the whole ethos of do your business locally.
Yeah.
Keep it local. Yeah. Also, we do a service where if you feel that you can't go that extra moisturiser or whatever it is you feel that you can't justify, put it away and pay away when you can.
We have
a layaway service.
And
an awful lot of our customers do that, and they will come in every week and pay off however much. Whatever you have. You come in, you pay it, and that's how you'll get it. And you'll
appreciate
it
more.
You've really worked for it then.
Again, you don't get that in the city.
I was just going to say, because they don't do that in the city. I mean, they've completely lost that sense of,
community, and that small
town. Loyalty.
That's just it, do you know what I mean? And we are a small town, do you know what I mean? And it is very important. And the fact that, as you said, there's something there, it might be out of your price range, push it away.
Put it away and pay
away. £5 off it, £10 off it, whatever it is off it every week, and do it that way. Right, so when it comes to me, yours truly, as you can see, the hair is done. The videos haven't quite been released yet. They will be released, and there will be a video done of this as well.
Okay.
So people can actually physically see what's going on as well. So I went from very long hair to, as you can see, not so very long hair. Don't say too much until people see the videos, but it is, you've seen the befores and the afters. It is radically different. So where do I start now from a makeup point of view?
Well, from a makeup point of view, you start at skincare.
Okay.
Your makeup will ever only look as good as what your skin is underneath.
Okay.
So we'll tailor it right back, bring it right back to basics on how you deal with your skin every single day. We'll introduce you to products that will suit your skin. And from there, then we'll talk to you about makeup. If you don't really wear makeup, but you'd like the idea of having the coverage of makeup, you maybe want a tinted moisturiser. Or you might actually realise, oh no, I actually do want to make up, and take it from there. We'll bring you into the shop. We'll show you what we have to offer you. And then we'll give you what you're going to need and that you can have every single day. Or if you were going away for the weekend, or if you were going out of a night, that you could vamp it up for that as well.
Because there is a big difference, isn't there, between what you would typically wear going out and what you would wear on a day-to-day basis.
Like, I suppose for you, and because you don't wear makeup, I would do, you know, you're working, you're busy, like your quick makeover, very basic, easy to, let us show you something that you can incorporate to your daily routine. You know, and the fact that you don't wear like a lot of makeup, we're not going to be putting on black eyeliner and all of that. We want you to be comfortable and you feel comfortable and look in the mirror and go, oh, I still look like me.
Yes, that you still look like you, but just a little bit
more glam,
brighter,
a little bit more polished. Which is, and it's brilliant, because the next part of this is going to be the styling part of it, which yes. is going to Rita is just going to rip through my wardrobe.
Rita is just going to yes, she's going to go places that
and she's not here today, so I can say that. And if she was sitting there, she'd correct me. She'd go, no, and I'm going, no, you will. You're going to rip through my wardrobe, and you're just going to But she was very and in fairness to her, because it was this is Rita's concept.
It is, yeah.
She, as I said, she's about 7 months, I think, coming into myself and Ursula here. Mm-hmm. Gives brilliant advice. I mean, the lady clearly knows what she's talking about.
She was
about.
A customer of mine in Cork for a long time.
Yeah, she's passionate about what she does.
Yeah, yeah.
Really,
and she comes
really
from a point of you,
which is what I love. Yeah. From the first day we started talking about this, and she made it very clear to me, she said, this is about you.
Yeah. And your makeup has to be the same.
Absolutely.
It has to be, doesn't it?
Yeah. There's no point.
Makeup and you're like, and the, I don't like, recognize the girl looking back.
That's
and
it.
And I was very, yeah. and I will admit it, I was very, not hesitant, but a bit nervous, I suppose, is probably a better word about it, kind of going, I've never done this. Hair is always back in the ponytail. Yeah. Never wear makeup. Mm-hmm. When it comes to wardrobe, jeans, tracksuit pants, hoodies, mm-hmm. chances are that's what it is. I probably have some items in my wardrobe that I had back when I was God knows when.
Yeah.
So for me, this was very much, this has to be me. I can't go from this extreme to that extreme.
And you just feel so vulnerable. Somebody is in your personal, private parts of your life that you probably would never expose anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why when you're with somebody like that, the likes of Rita, the likes of Deirdre, or me and Tanya, you have to feel that they've got your concerns and your needs at the foreground.
And I agree with you, because it does, because as I said, when I went to Deirdre, and she's brilliant in the cutting room middle, and she's absolutely brilliant in fairness to her, and I said to her, you do what you see in your head to do. And she did. And I won't lie, and I've said this to her, I was sitting and I was watching her cut and cut and cut, and I was going, oh no. Yeah. And she said it to me, she said, it will take 7 days.
Yeah.
It will take you 7 days. It took me 7 days.
Yeah.
And it did take me 7 days. Yeah. But now I look and I go, do you know what? I'm glad I did it.
Yeah.
But
and
I
you
needed
too.
I needed someone to kind of you know, that I trusted. And equally when it comes to the makeup, and I've said this, I wouldn't do it with anyone that I didn't feel could do it the way I wanted to do it. And as I'm only delighted to go down and get strapped to a chair. I'm only joking. to be put below. And as I said, we're going to video this.
Yeah.
So you're going to see it. And again, Murphy's Farms, it's right on our doorstep.
Mm-hmm.
Right on our doorstep.
What a vast of experience.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. As you said, you've 20 years experience, the two of you.
Even though we only look 20.
I was just going to say, surely not, ladies. Surely not.
I don't know what a pun skull.
Tanya came in with her political uniform on.
I said pun skull.
But so it's on our doorstep. You have the Clarence counter in there. You have this consultation, which I think a lot of people don't realise that you have it down there. That you can, they should just go in and have a chat.
Well, I suppose it's intimidating. You just feel intimidated.
Yeah.
But we want to get across to all of your listeners.
You, pressure,
you do.
You know? Yeah.
We're not, me and Tanya are here. We haven't, there's nothing we haven't heard. There's nothing that we haven't experienced. And there's nothing that we will not be able to help you with. And if we can't, we will find a solution for you.
Yeah. Which is brilliant. And I can tell you what, if I can do this, anybody can do this, because I'm telling you, I am complete opposite end of this scale altogether. All that's left for me to say, ladies, is thank you so much for coming in. The next time you will hear me with these two lovely ladies is when you actually see it on the video that we're going to do down in Murphy's. We'll probably get that done maybe this week or next week. So stay tuned. And ladies, thanks very much
for
coming in.
Thanks very much, Linda.